You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Yeah, why wouldn't you concede that there is absolutely zero difference between a Super Exacto and a Zagacto, which is why the Zagacto name was coined? If
Mike,
there's no such thing as a Super Exacto, it just became a Zagacto.
He just made it up. It was unbelievable. Oh, we were already confused
by
it.
And then he said that there was a Super Zagacto. Okay. He never once explained what a Super Zagacto is.
He is saying the Exacto is just matching up the player and the team.
I know what it is, but then
the Super Exacto is getting the trade, getting the order
but
correct.
But that's a Zagacto.
But he even said in the
He admitted it. They're one and the same.
He said AKA. He said AKA.
Right, exactly.
That means otherwise known as.
But he confused the process by saying the Super Exacto is a Zagacto. Just use Zagacto. And then he opened up a whole new can of worms by saying that there was a Super Zagacto. When he started explaining it, it was the very definition of Zagacto. There was nothing super about it.
It's a nickname for the Super Exacto is Zagacto.
Yes, but you said that there was a Super Zagacto.
There is.
If you call the triple play a Zagacto, you're not wrong.
Correct.
Although technically it's called the Super Exacto.
Yes, but where did the Super Zagacto come from? That is not a thing.
No, it is.
No, because the Super Exacto is a Zagacto.
Yes, but you said that there was a Super Zagacto.
I may have misspoken.
Okay. Oh, well, finally.
I'm speaking for the audience here.
He also may have not have misspoken.
That's true, too.
But I thought he just opened up a portal to a whole new world that we didn't know about. We were all ready to run after him, but he just misspoke.
Zagacto like a run of three straight Zagactos?
No, it's not sequential order.
No.
Anyway.
No.
It just exists, but there's nothing to assign it to.
I want to, before we get out of here.
Did you just shrug at me?
I mean, he's trying to get a word in.
Yeah, it's Dan's show. Let him talk.
He's trying to move things along here.
But I do think he just misspoke instead of opening a portal to a new world of Zagacto.
But being such a man and just say, you know what? You got me there. I misspoke.
No, you didn't get me there. I wrote the book.
Then he just spoke.
We're back.
I wrote the book on Zagacto.
Come on.
And on Quasi.
You can't say I misspoke. Maybe I misspoke. And then, what is it? Say, take a stand.
In the immortal words of Edwin Pope, my mentor, you may be right.
You either misspoke or you spoke. Make up your mind.
No.
You misspoke.
It can be both.
How?
It can be both. He's right about that.
No. Look at here.
Look at you.
Junior. Okay. Hey, Drifter.
Okay, exactly.
I ain't cheating.
Well said. Super Exacto and Zagacto are synonyms.
Yes, we established that. But then you, again,
you said there was a Super Zagacto.
There was a Super Zagacto.
I don't remember hearing it that way.
Yeah, you can
AKA.
say Super Zagacto. Ain't no log in it.
Yeah.
You can say that.
You tell them.
Okay, no problem.
The thing that I wanted to discuss very quickly here, just before we get out of here, Stugatz, because playoff basketball, as it changes and morphs into whatever America is going to be consuming in 10 years, frustrated with the three-pointers, frustrated with, oh, my God, Wembanyama ruined everything. I don't understand what I'm watching. I don't like it anymore. Foreigners or whatever's going to happen to the NBA in the next 10 years. I just want to stop for just a moment, to witness a passing of the guard in the NBA that allows us to celebrate all the amazing things that LeBron James has been as an unprecedented athlete in sports for 15 years, to get knocked out by a champion from war-torn, a joyless, war-torn, scarred ogre who has changed everything about how people understood basketball because nobody wanted him, and now he's dominating the sport. To watch the change in that sport from, okay, the stories are going to change now. All the old guys have to go, and you might be less interested because you don't like basketball as much, and you like stars, and the old guys are gone now. You like Steph, and you like LeBron, and you like the players you liked.
But you like new stars. NBA fans like new stars.
You have to love basketball, Stu Gutson. What I'm talking about is making your league palatable to everyone and growing it over years with streaming services, partnering up for the next 10 years of the league, because please do not disrespect what these men have done in carrying this league and evolving it during the age of player empowerment so it could be what it is now.
And after Michael.
Correct.
Yes.
But in the age of LeBron James is handing over the torch and the old guys are giving over the league to here come the stories, and I want it to be something other than Denver, because it'll get droning if he gets to do
the
winning.
Why is that? Because the style of play that he has is actually very unique for the league. And if you're a part of the NBA sports fandom chapter that has an issue with how the game's all threes and whatnot, he has elements of that in his game, but he plays a very old school game.
I would say to you that generally speaking, when people think about their attachments to the sport, it is high flying athleticism.
Yes.
It is soaring. It is flight.
It's that, Michael. It's Dr. J.
Which is being taken away by everyone hanging around
the
perimeter.
And you can make yourself a legend as a Paul Pierce or a Larry Bird with a game that we don't totally understand, but flight, athletics. Anthony Edwards is 20. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, I can't believe how
fast. What can't that guy do?
How fast he is. And they're fighting an ogre. They're fighting someone we don't understand.
The ogre has some good athletes, his teammates.
Understood. Right. But what I'm saying to you is you've got a cement mixer moving through the lane that doesn't turn the ball over, and it seems fundamentally immune to the fact that there are helicopters swooning around his face.
There's no real hole in his game at all.
None. There is nothing. Right. Nothing.
You can't send him to the line.
You could say defense if you want. You could say not enough of a rim protector. But offensively, as an offensive player, he just knocked out the best. And I don't want to leave yesterday without knowing, without everyone sort of genuflecting on the fact that the oldest player in the league gets eliminated last night. What it takes is a champion. It's 2 points, and still we're all like, yeah, Lakers, you probably need to draft Bronny and keep that, because I think the next 2 years of that, he's going to try and keep getting into the championship game. He's not going to just let the young people have his sport.
It's interesting because the Lakers actually have, I think, 3 first-round picks and plenty of cap space, yet he is not giving any indication whether or not he's going to be there.
It's going to be another fun offseason of LeBron, and he can dominate the transaction while making Hollywood movie deals, but the league that he no longer presides over as the king, because he doesn't get to be the king anymore, Stu Gatz.
He would in New York.
Yeah. Did you know that Magic Cavs is tied at 2?
Yes.
There was a game 3 over the weekend that I was sure was game 3, but apparently that was game 4.
Yep.
I miss game 3 entirely.
Big game 5 tonight, NBA TV.
Swing game. I found out yesterday. When did this game happen? I'm certain it happened on NBA TV, but I missed it.
I was so sad. I was so sad on Saturday driving around, listening on the radio to the Cavs score 10 third quarter points against the Magic. Magic down 9 at the half. Thunder back.
I watched that.
I was sad about my life.
I just had no idea it was to bring the series level. Totally missed the third game.
Since the dawn of mankind, we've cooked our food over an open flame and debated the best way to grill. One thing not up for debate, grilling and beer always go together. And not just any beer would do. Whether you barbecue Texas style or celebrate Wednesday with burgers and dogs, you need a beer that tastes great and is less filling, so you have more room for food. You need Miller Lite. As you guys may or may not know, I'm a pretty decent cook, especially behind the barbecue. So when I start the fire from my smoker on a hot day, really, the only thing that I have to worry about is what wood I'm going to use. The easiest decision for me is what I'll be drinking. That's a nice ice cold can of Miller Lite. Oh, and by the way, here's a pro tip. It really goes well with brisket. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality and tastes as great as your barbecue. A perfect companion for grill masters across America. With the Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great, it tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.